Hello everyone and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends. Back with you once again, I'm Michael and I've seen Friends over a million times.
And I'm Elizabeth and I have never seen Friends.
And joining us in the studio for a very special episode, we've got a beautiful little baby puppy boy here.
We have a furry friend with us today.
So if you hear anyone clattering around in the background, it's probably just Socks, this very handsome Australian shepherd.
Mix.
And he's a black dog, and he's got little white paws, so we call him Socks, because that's his name.
He's a good pup.
He's a very good boy, and he gets good pets because he's a good boy. Because good boys get good pets.
All right, move along.
We have got some housekeeping before we get into today's episode, which was season 5, episode 5, Make-A-Wish, 5-5, the one with the Kips. We'll get to that shortly, but first a bit of housekeeping. Elizabeth.
Yes?
We are now professional podcasters.
What do you mean, Michael?
I mean somebody paid us to do this shit.
What?
I know, crazy.
So we can quit our jobs?
We are now rolling in the big time. Do you remember, like, probably about a year ago, I think I mentioned it once on the show, that I set up a Patreon account for us?
Yeah, very vaguely.
So I set up a Patreon account, and then I thought, no one's going to want to do this. And then I looked at the stuff we promised, and I was like, I don't even really know how to deliver on the stuff we promised if someone pledges. And so I went back and tried to close down the account, and I couldn't figure out how to close down the account. So I was just like, well, it's probably fine. No one's ever going to want to give us money for this podcast anyway. Until this week.
Yay!
When a beautiful, wonderful, magical person pledged some money towards us. So, part of the pledges, we give them a shout on the show. They may pose a Ask Elizabeth question at some point. But to Sarah K. Shibata, you, my friend, are a legend.
We love you.
Obviously, when someone, like, pledges money to you, they now basically own your ass. But rather than me seeing it as, like, good news, I was, like, immediately hit by crippling anxiety. I was like, oh my god, this person, like, no one was supposed to give us money. I felt really bad, so, like, I sent her a little message and was like, hi, there seems to have been a terrible mistake. We'll happily refund you. And she was just like, nah, it's cool, don't worry. Like, thanks a lot.
You know what, Michael, maybe she really enjoys our show that much.
That's what she said, and it was really, really, really sweet. It's been actually a really good week on social media, interacting with the people that listen to this show. We've set up our Instagram account at the start of this season. You can find us on Instagram at Friends to the End Pod, and we've been posting show notes, and we've been posting, like, funny little observations, and people have just been, like, reaching out, and it's just a new way to engage with people. I don't know if you ever go on Twitter. It's generally filled with just horrible, horrible people arguing about dumb shit
on
all
Twitter.
The time.
No, I don't.
But do the Twitters. Like, our Twitter followers are lovely. Like, we literally haven't had, like, any negativity, which is wonderful.
So I went onto the Instagrams.
Yeah.
And I saw that someone, I wanted to comment on it, but it was my personal Instagram. I don't.
Oh, and you don't want anyone to follow you.
So I saw someone said that I basically blow out their eardrums every time I get a question right or win in Bamboozled. And yeah. I apologize. I think that's just our microphone quality, but also it's so rare for me.
It's a twofold thing. It's you not understanding that people like have these in their ears and if you like vary in volume. But it's also on me because if I was any better at editing, I could probably like fix it. Like I know it's there and I'm just like, I've tried so many times to fix it and I'm just like, eh.
Well, also, especially if you use it in the morning, listen to us. I'll wake you up. You press new. You put us on. I'll wake you up. But it's far and few between because I don't do well in Bamboozled. So I can just periodically shout throughout this episode so we can wake people up. Is that good?
Sure.
All right, great.
People have generally been very, very lovely this weekend and just in general. Sabrina at Stuff Sab Says has been back on. She is becoming, well, she's actually dubbed herself our official correspondent now because she just, like, knows everything.
She knows everything.
She must have seen Friends 2 million times.
No, I don't think that's true. what I think. I think Sabrina is actually one of the cast members or crew members on the show.
Oh my God, what if it's Gunther?
Honestly, she gives these little tips, and I don't think typical people would know them. So I secretly think that she might be Gunther or like Chandler.
Dr. Richard Burke?
Dr. Richard Burke. Oh, or my like God. A cameraman number three, honestly.
Tom Selleck, can you imagine? Mm. She mentioned a couple of things about a few episodes that we've done this week for 7 days, seven podcasts.
Or seven podcasts in 7 days.
No, it's hashtag 7 days, seven podcasts. You remember when we were talking about like when Monica popped up from the covers and everyone was like, woo!
Yeah.
She let us know that they did hide Monica under the sheets and thus the screams and shrieks from the audience were completely genuine.
I forgot we even talked about that.
Do you remember the one with all the kissing, the episode that we hated?
Yes.
And there was a scene where like Joy sort of like leered out of the door and was like, I'll kick that door open for you for a little bit of sugar.
Oh yeah.
And we were like, that's really weird. Where the fuck did that come from? She got in touch and said the first time that Chandler kissed everybody, there was a deleted scene where at the end Joey tried to kiss Monica and he got rejected. And so that deleted scene is in the DVD extras. And like on that occasion when they cut that out, like, but left this other bit in, it kind of created like a continuity error, basically.
Okay, so now I'm convinced that she is Monica. Because she knows all these little Monica things.
Maybe it's Marta Kaufman. And then finally, the we talked about it last season, the episode where like they thought the stripper stole the ring.
Yeah.
And we had that scene where like Ross yells at the stripper and then we see Joey like crouch down behind him and laugh.
Yeah.
So the thing about that was, the reason that we were able to see it watching it on our big old TV on Netflix is that there was the old TV ratio of 4:3, but in Netflix it's a 16:9 ratio. So when it was aired back in the day, Joey would have been cropped out right behind Ross. So they didn't need to edit it out because it didn't show up in the ratio that they used. But now, with this new ratio, it's there.
Okay, so she is cameraman number three.
She is in line for cameraman number two.
Oh, honestly, why doesn't she just come on and do your part? She knows way more than you.
Well, actually, I did a bit of my own research as well this week. You remember last episode I was talking about how Helen Baxendale's scenes, she was lying in bed a lot, and I speculated that she was probably pregnant and they were trying to hide it.
Yes.
Guess what I did? I went on the internet and I did some research and she was pregnant at this time. Boom!
Michael, nice
nailed
job.
It. I don't know a lot about Friends, but I know a lot about when sitcoms try to hide the fact that their actresses are pregnant and it goes against the storyline. They did it in Brooklyn Nine-Nine and then they kind of made reference to it. They did it in Frasier. They did it in How I Met Your Mother and they did it in Friends, damn it. They should have just done a storyline where Emily's brother asked if she would be a surrogate to his triplets. But no. So yeah, boom. One final bit of housekeeping before we get started. And a bit of good news for you. So part of our Patreon, which we now have to start providing content to, and to hopefully encourage others to pledge more money if you have the means and if you're able and if you would like, is we are launching a bonus monthly film review podcast, Friends on Film. We did like a little segment on it with Jennifer Aniston in that shit Jennifer Aniston movie we watched.
There are so many.
True. But we're going to stretch out into a whole monthly podcast. Every month we're going to pick a film that has a Friends cast member in it and we're going to review it.
Great.
Do you want to know the first one that we're going to do?
It's probably not the one I want.
I did a Twitter poll. The options were The Bounty Hunter, which is a rom-com starring Jennifer Aniston and Gerard Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Lost in Space, which was Matt LeBlanc's efforts at becoming an action hero. And Scream, the popular horror movie with Courtney Cox.
Well, I can't watch that. I don't like horror movies.
Well, I'm afraid that won the vote by quite a large chunk.
Oh,
so
no.
You are going to have to.
Can I choose the next movie?
I think that's only fair, considering you're going to have to be forced to watch Scream. I don't want this to be a pun, because I think if we did it again, people would just pick Scream 2, because there's four of those movies.
How dare you all.
But I think if we watch one Scream movie, you'll kind of get a sense of it. But it's a good movie. I think you'll like it, and I think, like, you adjust to the violence quite quickly.
There's two movies that I've seen with Phoebe in them.
Yes.
And I like them both.
Hotel for Dogs and Analyzes.
No. Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Yeah, a lot of people suggested on Twitter we do that.
Yes. So good.
Well, I don't want to do a movie you've seen already. Not to begin with.
Oh, anyway. Well. And P.S. I Love You.
All right. But she's not like a big enough character in that, I don't think.
Okay, fine.
But we will do eventually Romy and Michelle's High School Musical. I don't want to start with like a movie that you've seen, but we'll do movies that you've seen.
So eventually. I have to watch a horror movie?
We're going to have to sit down and watch it, yeah. At some point. In the next month. But you're getting paid money to do it. You'll be fine. I'll hold your hand through it. You'll be all right.
Why would they do this?
Well, I take back all I said about our lovely listeners. Shall we jump into it then? So thank you all very much for getting in touch and being lovely people and, you know, contributing. We really appreciate it. We think it makes the show better when we can converse with you. So thank you very much.
We love you.
All right, Elizabeth, before we get into today's episode, quick game of Bamboozled.
Bamboozled.
Just a reminder, it is our friend's trivia game. I ask Elizabeth 5 questions. We encourage you to play along at home. If you get a higher score than Elizabeth, you can tweet us at FriendsPod and we'll give you a shout on the show. And if Elizabeth bamboozles you and gets more than you or the same amount, you have to also tweet us at FriendsPod and we will shun you and shame you. But in a nice way. Alright, you ready?
Shun.
Alright, question 1. What did Ross try to use as a ring for a ring when he proposed to Emily? I know it was like 10 episodes ago. How can we expect you to remember? Think about that episode. He was talking about, oh, it's so spontaneous when I'm with you. I do things I would never do. What did he do that episode? And then what did he use? But it didn't work because it was too small.
No idea.
His earring. Remember he got his ear pierced that episode?
I was thinking a vegetable, so I was way off.
Okay, this question is from an episode that was like 2 episodes ago. How many roses did Ross send Emily as an apology to symbolize the days that he'd known her and loved her?
74?
72. Oh, bad luck, dude.
Oh, sucks.
All right, Rachel got Chandler a hypnosis tape to get him to try and stop smoking. What was wrong with the hypnosis tape?
It got him addicted to something else?
Not quite, no.
I don't know.
It was a really stupid thing.
What?
It was like, the tape was for women, so it was like, you're a strong, powerful woman, and then he started like acting like a woman. Oh dear, this is not good for you. Question 4. You're playing for pride here. What did Rachel shove up Monica's nose when they were preparing a Thanksgiving meal because Monica was being bossy? It was in the opening credits. You see her put her like finger over her nostril and just blow it out and it goes into the food.
A baby corn.
No, it was a marshmallow. All right, question 5. Which one of the friends was in a porno?
In real life?
No, in the context of the show.
Joey?
It was Joey.
Oh, okay. So I got one?
You got one. Yay. 1 out of 5.
Yay.
He wasn't doing the sexy times in the porno. He just came in and, like, watched.
Okay, great. Yeah,
great. Well, not great for you. 1 out of 5. So if you did better than Elizabeth at FriendsPod, let us know how you did.
Man, a monkey could do better than I could.
Marcel?
Like Marcel. He's smarter than me, apparently.
I mean, he can change the television to Spanish.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a future question. I just hope you don't remember.
I won't.
That's true. All right. Season 5, Episode 5, The One with the Kips, first aired October the 29th, 1998. It's very close to my birthday. Yes, it is.
Can you lift his arm so he can put his head on you?
He's good.
No, he wants to lay down.
He doesn't. How many people didn't watch this one?
What was last time?
24.1.
I'll do 24.3.
I'll say 24 flat.
Okay.
25.9.
All right.
You take the lead.
I did something right. I got one.
3-2 for the season.
Who's winning?
You.
Yes.
Hence the you take. I'm taking a point off you for for not understanding.
No, I need them all.
Okay, the episode opens. It's 3 in the morning. 3:02 to be exact. Monica stops by the Bracelet Buddy's apartment for a late night booty call.
Yeah.
Your reaction to this was yuck. Why? Why is this still bad? Why is this still gross for you?
I don't know if I believe them together. Like, I actually believe Ross and Rachel together, but I don't...
Really?
Yeah.
Those guys?
Yeah.
All right.
So I just don't know if I believe it. They're not selling me yet.
What would they need to do? Is it because they're sneaking around it doesn't feel legit?
Maybe. Yeah, that could be a big part of it. Or maybe it just, I don't know if they're melding yet as actors. Like, their chemistry hasn't been really created yet.
They've been working together for 5 years. If they don't have chemistry now...
Well, it's a different type of chemistry if you're co-stars as opposed to people believing that they're in a romantic relationship.
I think it's more about biology, but I'll stop changing the subject.
I think that was supposed to be a joke, but I'm not sure.
That's a great joke. What are you talking about? So they're, like, making out, and then Joey wakes up. And he's like, hey, Monica, what are you doing here? And they lie to him. They're like, oh, it's 9 in the morning. Time to wake up. And he's like, but it's dark. And he's like, well, you always sleep till midday, so you don't know what 9 in the morning looks like.
It's kind of funny.
And he's just like, all right, I'm going to go get ready, I guess. So he goes into the bathroom. They hate all this sneaking around. So they're like, oh, we'll go away this weekend. I'll say I've got a conference for work. And Monica's like, I'll say I've got a food conference in Jersey. And they're like, perfect. And then they go to start making out again. Monica's like, well, what about Joey? And Chandler opens the bathroom door and Joey's asleep on the toilet with his toothbrush in his mouth.
It's funny.
Good opener.
Yeah.
We are now 5 episodes into this season. The people need to know what's going on in the opening credits. Were you paying attention this time?
A bit.
What's happening then?
A lot from the London episodes. You see Rachel in, like, her lingerie sitting on the piano. You see Phoebe and Monica in, like, their bridal dresses.
I made some quick notes. I want you to tell me what they are. See if you can understand it.
Okay.
Deck of cards.
Phoebe. She, like, opens a deck of, like, magic cards.
Yep. Good. In bed.
That's the Chandler and Monica. Mm-hmm.
Blink.
From London. That's Phoebe.
What's she doing?
She's like...
People can't see that.
She's like slowly blinking both eyes and then opening them.
Why is she doing that?
I don't know.
You don't remember when she thought she could change the channel, TV channel?
Oh, yeah!
Or turn the TV on and off. Zipper.
That's when Ross gets his peen stuck in a zipper.
Yep, there's something about Mary's himself. Shower.
Somebody opens a shower. Joey.
Joey's in the shower. He gets caught by Charlton Heston.
Oh, yeah.
London pratfall.
That's Chandler on, like, the flower cart in Central Park or whatever.
Good.
Not bad. Could that be my bamboozled?
No.
Come on.
Nope, sorry.
Damn it.
Monica announces that she is going to a conference in Jersey. It's like a food... She's going to, like, a food show or something. And the gang are like, oh, that's so weird. Chandler just said he's got a conference in Jersey. And Monica's like, oh, really? You're going to Jersey too? That seems a bit strange, seeing as I'm going there. And she's like trying to call him out for using the same place in front of everyone. And
that's
he's just
so
like,
stupid.
He's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. That's where it is. And it needs to sound believable. And again, it's just like, come on, people. The clues are there.
Yeah. Like, come on. Chandler's stupid for doing that, though.
No, that's, like, why couldn't you both be going the same place?
At the same weekend?
It's almost like a double bluff. It's like, well, if they were going to sneak away together, they wouldn't say that they were going to like, the same place.
I could see that, yeah.
You got to double down on that stuff.
I suppose.
Ross arrives in the apartment. He needs to talk to Rachel. She's not there. He is looking to dump her ass, basically.
Aww.
I mean, those are the terms. He's got to break up with her. Not break up with her, but, like, stop seeing her. The friends ask what we were asking in the last episode. How is that going to work?
Right. It's impossible.
Well, I mean, we'll get to it, but, like, someone's going to have to, like, drift away, basically.
Yeah.
The friends are skeptical. Ross is like, it's fine, I'll figure it out. And everyone's like, it doesn't seem like it's going to work. Rachel comes home. The gang make their excuses to get out of there. They're like, we need to go flip Monica's mattress. So Joey and Chandler and Phoebe and Monica all go into Monica's bedroom.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I like that part. They're like, how should we do it? Okay, I think we should pick it up and then flip it. And they're like, yeah, that's great. And Rachel's like, oh, hey, guys, can you flip mine too? And they're like, ugh, yeah.
I didn't know flipping mattresses was a thing.
Yeah, because think about mattresses back then. They were mostly spring mattresses. It'd be all uncomfortable. And, you know, you kind of like mush down into it. And so if you flip it over, you'd have more.
I thought mattresses had a top and a bottom, though.
What?
Like a part that you lie on and a part that goes underneath. I guess not.
Like this, what?
I don't know. It's like, I just thought there was like a top part of it. I don't know. Never mind. We can move on. But now the thing is to rotate them. Because those mattress companies just want you to... They just want you to pick up their mattresses every now and again.
I think that's just some types of mattresses. Like, I know memory foam ones, you have to do that, but I don't know if that's all.
I think this is some sort of American mattress company conspiracy, because I lived in Scotland for, like, 23 years, and I didn't pick up a mattress once in my goddamn life, so...
I don't think I ever remember anyone in my family doing that, so I wonder if I do it because I was told when I bought a mattress, and just to keep the life of it and the comfort level, I do it, but I don't know if normal people do. Hold on. Hey! Come here, boo-boo.
He's fine. Just let him be.
I don't want him to pee in my room.
He's not going to pee.
Come here, Socks. Hey, Socks. Hey, come on. Get out of there. Good boy. Come on, Bubba. Good boy. Okay.
So Ross is preparing to tell Rachel that he can't see her anymore. They can't hang out anymore. The gang are all listening intently at the door. Joey is like... badgering away underneath Monica's bed, and they're like, what are you doing? It's like, well, the last time they had a fight, we had to like hide in here for a night, so this time I'm prepared. And he's got like a stash of food and games and like Mad Libs.
Yeah, it's kind of clever. Like, you wouldn't think you'd think that far in advance.
I was gonna say, I have it right here. I think that's the most like, that's like the smartest thing, or like the most foresight Joey has ever shown.
But he has games and snacks and stuff, but then he also has condoms.
Yes. Well, you never
know. That seems more
like... But that's also very, like, good foresight. He thought maybe by then some of the friends would be hooking up. And he was right, even though he didn't know it.
He was right.
Ross is about to tell Rachel. And then she opens a letter from home. And she gets some bad news that her childhood pet, her dog Lapu, has passed away.
That can't be a real name.
Lapu is a great name.
I know, but that can't be right.
What do you mean?
Lapu?
Yeah.
Lapu, come here. It's time for your num-nums.
Oh, poo-poo, come on.
Lapu.
Come on, poops. Come on, poop-poop.
I mean, I call dogs poops anyways, but like, Lapu?
It's a great name.
Like, is it Lapoo?
It is in my notes, which you can see on Instagram.
Or is it like Lapoo?
Or is it... is it like a Spanish version of Winnie the Pooh, where it's like La Pooh, like he's the Pooh? We'll never know. Unfortunately,
okay. I'm gonna, every time I say it, I'm gonna think Lapoo in my head.
I bet Sabrina knows.
You know she knows.
Looking forward to that tweet.
She probably wrote that letter.
So she's obviously very upset. She's like reading it. It struck me that this was a strange thing to write in a letter. When you're living in an age with telephones, and her mother has definitely come to visit, and I'm pretty sure they live, like, maybe not in New York City, but, like, close, like, in the suburbs.
Yeah. Maybe they just didn't want to deal with it. Like, yes. I don't want to call her up and tell her, so let me just write a letter.
He was hit by an ice cream truck and dragged for 19 blocks.
That's so graphic. That's and
a,
sad.
A rough way to go. She starts crying, so Ross can't tell her his bad news. The gang hear her crying and come out, and they misunderstand. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry. And she's like, it's Lapu. And Phoebe's like, oh, it seems Lapu now, but it'll get better. It's pretty good. That's why he's called Lapu.
It's Phoebe, her lines. I love her.
It's good stuff. Chandler and Monica go away for their dirty weekend. They go to the hotel room. Chandler immediately turns the television on, and there's a car chase going on.
That's the good stuff.
Is that big event television? We don't really get that in the UK, probably because you can only drive for like half an hour before you drive into the ocean, so...
Yeah, it's kind of like breaking news. You know, this just in, a high-speed car chase, and there's 10 cops on their tail. Like, it's... Or even a slow car chase.
A slow car chase?
Yeah, yes. The car could be going slowly.
What?
And, yeah. And they're just behind him.
How slow? Like, 15 miles an hour?
No, faster than that. But you think high-speed car chase, you think the highway, and they're like 100 plus.
Yeah.
A slow-speed car chase could be like... You know, on a curvy road where you can't go very fast.
Yeah, all right.
Still the same thing. But yeah, that was exciting because you're like, is he going to get caught? What's going to happen? Or it was cool. So I can see him thinking
you could potentially
that cool.
be watching someone getting murdered on TV.
Yep.
All right, great.
It's pretty bad.
He doesn't get to watch too much of it because Monica immediately wants to switch rooms. The glasses in the bathroom are dirty.
Yeah, you know, the little cups.
Mm-hmm. Is that fair? Would you want to switch if that were the case?
I wouldn't think about switching rooms, but I would ask for clean glasses, and I would probably ask, you know, was this room cleaned? Are the sheets clean? Like, I mean, if the bed's
made... But why
made,
bother? They're only going to say yes. Like, they're never going to be like, oh, actually, we completely forgot to clean this room.
No, but I'm sure there's documentation or something. I don't know. But no, I would... I don't think that they forgot... I don't think that they didn't do the room. I think they just forgot the glasses.
Mm.
That's what my mind would.
Would you be wanting to switch rooms?
Not rooms, but I would ask for new glasses, probably.
Sure. Wow, or just not use them. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Ross tries again to tell Rachel, this time in Central Perk, and he's about to be like, hey, I need to tell you something. And she starts to get a nosebleed. And I guess it's some grief thing. She says she used to get nosebleeds when she was younger, when her grandfather died, so... yeah, that's a thing.
I've never heard of it, but sure.
All right, they needed it to be a thing, so it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like leaning her head back, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, what did you want to say? And he's like, I can't see you anymore. And she's like, she misunderstands. And she's like, yep, I can't see you either. Chandler and Monica get a new room again. Like, they're shown in by
a concierge, maybe.
Yes. Chandler immediately puts on the television. The concierge stays to watch with him. Monica comes back and she's like, we need to switch again. And he's like, why? It's like, they've given us a garden view. We wanted an ocean view.
Well, it's not even that they wanted it, but that they paid for an ocean view.
Is it more?
Probably, yeah.
More for an ocean
with ambiance,
view?
Ambiance, yeah, sure. Yeah,
I guess. And the concierge is like, oh, you, our last ocean view room was the one that you turned down. Couldn't they just be like, well, we'll wait till you clean that room then? Like, you could...
Or they could say, can I just get that portion of my money refunded then?
Yeah.
Like, can't be that hard.
She wants her ocean view.
Crikey.
Chandler is distracted by the car chase. Monica thinks they're being ripped off. It's just not going the way they planned.
Nope.
Much to your delight, I'm sure.
There's got to be someone out there that listens to our podcast that agrees with me on this. So they're just, I don't know. Am I alone in this?
If there is, I've not heard of it yet.
Okay.
Generally, people are quite disappointed that you are not into Chonica.
No, it can't be Chonica.
Mandler?
Mandler's better.
I've liked Chonica, to be honest.
Sounds gross. Chonica! Chonica!
Sounds like that fake synthetic chocolate that she tried to make one time.
Mocklet.
You got that one. So they finally find a room that is to Monica's satisfaction.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the car chase is over, so Chandler is disappointed.
More than disappointed. He's, like, really mad.
Yeah, he missed it. It's, like, a rare occurrence, so, like, yeah, he's upset. I mean, he's being very childish, obviously, but...
Yeah.
They basically start sniping at each other. She's like, oh, this is meant to be a good special time. And he's like, well, you had to change room 10 times. Do you think they really changed room? No. I don't know why I'm asking 10. Do you think they really did?
No, I don't.
It's a fictional show. It didn't really happen. No. But do you really think that they pretended?
I don't know.
So they're basically being sniping each other, and then it ends with Chandler being like, "Oh, relax, Mom."
Oh God.
Not a good thing to say.
No.
On your first romantic trip to a new partner.
One, it's creepy. Two, it's insulting. Like, no, no. It's bad. Like, I would never call someone I was sleeping with, like, dad.
Mommy.
Or mom. Just...
No, but that wasn't the context in which he was doing
it. I know, but still. I wouldn't even associate it, even in anger.
Hmm. We then cut to Rachel. She has got tissues up her nose because of her nosebleeds. Ross is going to try again to tell her that he can't see her anymore, due to the terms that Emily has put forward in terms of their reconciliation. And he finally does get to tell her. And she's very upset. And he's like, I know you're upset, but the good news is we can still hang out until she gets here. And then Jennifer Aniston puts in a very, very fine piece of sarcasm acting here. She's like, oh, well then, brilliant. And she's like clapping. He's like, oh, now I don't care that LePou died.
That's the best thing I've heard since LePou died or whatever.
So
that was good.
So she gets mad. Do you think she's within her rights to get mad?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Ross has to do it. Like, it's not an unreasonable request from Emily.
But when he said it, she was like, wow, oh my gosh, well, what are you going to tell her? Assuming that he would choose her or figure out some sort of way to keep their relationship alive, their friendship relationship alive. So for her to realize, like, that's not what he was even thinking at all is probably pretty hurtful.
Well, he struggled with the choice. She knows he did.
I know, and he said that.
And she unwittingly advised him to do it.
Right, but I think if she had known, she wouldn't have said that.
Well, I think he had to do it. I don't think he made the wrong call.
Okay.
I mean, she can be upset, but I don't think she can be mad. I think you can be upset, but I don't think you can be angry.
Well, it's hard to tell people how to feel.
I'm telling her.
Yeah.
Monica and Chandler are back from their weekend. Chandler kind of catches up Joey. He's like, oh, I saw Donald Trump get into an elevator. Ugh.
Boo.
As if that trip couldn't get any worse. Monica also had a bad time. They argue some more in the hallway, secretly. Ross is upset. He's like, I don't know what to do. And Joy's like, do you want my advice? And he's like, yes. He's like, you're not going to like it. And he's like, just tell me. He's like, you got married too fast.
Another really smart thing to say from Joey.
Joey's on fire this episode. Good for him.
Who is he?
Maybe we've misjudged him all this time.
Maybe.
Ross is like, well, that's not advice. And he's like, well, I told you you wouldn't like it. Monica and Chandler are still mad at each other. There's a funny little bit where, like, Joey's like, oh, if somebody, like, if my wife was saying that I couldn't hang out with you guys, I don't think I could do it. And Monica's just like, I probably could. And she's, like, looking at Chandler. Like, that's pretty great. Rachel doesn't really want to talk about it. Rachel comes into Central Perk at that point. Ross is in the bathroom. And everyone's like, oh, Ross is in the bathroom. She's like, oh, God, now I have to go and hide. I'm going to be the Kip. She's going to be the Kip. Who's Kip?
Well, it's explained that it was Chandler's old roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And he dated Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And once they broke up, you know, obviously they all couldn't hang out. So they promised Kip, you know, we'll all still be friends. Like, we'll make this work. But then he just kind of slowly faded away.
Mm-hmm.
And she's worried that that's going to happen to her.
It's funny that Kip was never brought up when Ross and Rachel broke up for the first time.
Yeah.
No, he's just come up now.
Yeah, just, they need to throw that in there.
He's being phased out. Rachel was like, ah, I knew someone was going to be the Kip. I just always assumed it'd be Phoebe. And Phoebe's like, what the fuck?
I know, right? Like, what kind of, why would, what a thing to say.
Her reasons are valid, though.
I know, but like, yeah, she lives far away and...
Like, she was only Monica's roommate. Like, traditionally, like, if you moved in with someone and you were their friend, like, if you were only friends with someone because they were your roommate and then you move out, like, it's pretty natural to drift away. Like, she didn't have any connection with anyone else in the group.
Yeah.
It is a miracle that she held on. Joey has some questions for Chandler because the hotel called and said that he left an eyelash curler in his room.
No hotel in the history of hotels that... would ever call and be like, oh, excuse me, sir, but you forgot your eyelash. Should I reserve it? Or should I send it via mail? I'll get it overnighted.
Dedication. Like, I have left bags of clothes in hotels and have never heard a peep.
No.
So, yeah. I mean, this hotel, I think we misjudged it. You know, we thought they were shoddy, right? Not cleaning glasses. But no, they are dedicated to service. If you don't mind, sir, you've left your eyelash curler. Brilliant. Fantastic. Old school. It's basically the fucking Grand Budapest Hotel they were staying in.
Yeah, right.
Joey is suspicious. He's like, I'm just going to ask you this once and I'll believe whatever you tell me. Did you or did you not go on a gay cruise? It's that old chestnut, Chandler.
Yeah. Still coming back. Finding him.
Phoebe is still mad at Rachel for suggesting that she should have been the kip. Yeah. So Rachel tries to make amends. She's like, she tries to recruit her, basically. He's like, when I go, you should come too. We'll form our own splinter group. And she's like, come on, Phoebe, we're the best ones. It's like, well, according to Elizabeth's rankings, you're the best and the worst.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Phoebe's like, okay, let's see if we can try to get Joey in on this too.
That is a spin-off. Look, if there was two shows and it was Rachel, Phoebe, and Joey, and it was Monica, Chandler, and Ross, I know which show I'd be watching.
Phoebe, Rachel, and Joey.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to make sure we were definitely on the same page there.
All right, good. Ross wants to speak to Rachel. He's like, oh, I know you've been saying that you're worried that you're going to be, like, left out of the group. But he's like, I want you to know I'm going to be the one that's going to step back. I can be the brother that just sees my sister at reunions, and I can just see Chandler.
You can hang out in little groups. You don't have to do everything in a large group all the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, basically, he'll have to stop going around to Monica's, so Monica will have to make more of an effort to go around to see him,
mm-hmm,
and stop going to the coffee shop. And that's about it, really.
It's New York City. There's millions of other coffee shops.
In the 1990s, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Not convinced. I think coffee shops...
In New York City?
Are they messing with me. Are they big on coffee shops in New York City?
Oh my god. Well, there's definitely...
places for brunch and to buy Jimmy Shoes, Chews, right? Is that a thing?
Jimmy Chews.
Shoes. So anyway, it's a classy move by Ross, I thought.
Yes.
Being the one to, like, step back.
Yeah, good for him.
As he should.
Yes, it's
100% the right thing to do, but a classy move, and good to reassure her with that.
Yeah.
But she's still sad that she's losing Ross.
Of course, yeah.
Chandler tries to make it up with Monica. He's like, well, I guess we've broken up now. And she's like, no, we just had a fight, you idiot. Because they're in a relationship.
It happens.
This is the first time they've kind of defined it, is that they're not just, like, having fun or seeing what's happening. They're in a relationship. That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. And it also shows that it's not always butterflies and rainbows, but that you fight and you deal with it and you move on.
Mm-hmm. So we cut to a little bit later. The gang is all hanging out and people are talking to Monica. Like, Phoebe's like, oh, I heard you saw Donald Trump going into an elevator your weekend away. And Joey's just kind of like, that's strange. Where have I heard that before? And then Monica's like, oh, hey, Rich, can I borrow your eyelash curler? I've lost mine. And Joey, being the fucking genius that he is, figures it out.
He just kind of, like, stops and his mouth opens wide and he's looking. And Chandler's like, oh my god, he knows immediately that Joey's figured it out.
Joey's on fire this week.
He's so smart.
He is the smartest boy. So Chandler, like, grabs him and, like, pulls him into
Monica's
room. We're back in Monica's room twice in one episode. That doesn't happen very often.
Pink.
Oh, no.
Awful.
She got rid of that race car bed, at least. So they both, like, kind of corner her, and they're like, they come clean. They're like, yes, we're together. And he's like, wah! And then they're like, you need to keep it a secret. And he's like, he doesn't think he can do it, but he'll try. And he's very happy for them. And then they, like, kiss in front of him, and he's, like, grossed out. So, you know, you and him have something in common.
Yep.
And he's just, but he'll get used to it, and hopefully you will as well.
Never.
And the episode ends with the gang. I didn't understand this end scene until I moved to America, because we don't have Mad Libs in Scotland. But the gang were playing Mad Libs.
Yeah.
people have tried to get me into Mad Libs in the past, and I just don't get it.
Oh, it's something that we would do in, like, long car rides. Ugh. You know, we'd be like, okay, give me a noun. Plant. Okay, give me an adjective. Hairy. And then you read it, and it was supposed to be funny.
Sounds so tiresome.
Well, if you grew up with them, it'd probably be kind of fun. It's like, it's something you do as a kid. And you usually write, like, butt and poop and...
It sounds like just a sneaky way of teaching you what a noun is and what a verb is. What an adjective is. Oh. Well, I didn't learn back then.
Conjunction, what's your function? Huh? We talked about Schoolhouse Rock, Michael. I showed you some of them.
I'm an amendment to be, because I'm amendment to
no,
be.
No, 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 it's... I'm just a bill, well, I'm only a bill.
Wow, you haven't seen The Simpsons. So yeah, that was the one with the Kips. I guess the Kips were Phoebe and Joey and Rachel in this episode. Good episode, bad episode? Where did you land on that?
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I liked it. I think it's one of those ones where I wasn't like feeling it while we were watching it, but like talking it back, I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, same.
The middle part felt a bit repetitive. We had Ross trying to tell Rachel... Monica and Chandler in their hotel. Ross trying to tell Rachel. Monica and Chandler in the hotel. Mm-hmm. Ross trying to tell Rachel. So it kind of like, I was like, all right, come on. All right, get going. But.
You know what I don't like about sitcoms?
The laugh track.
Yes, I thought about that actually while we were watching this. At the beginning, I was like, oh, this is so annoying. But no, how they never, they don't really dive into the... the realism of things. Like... Oh, just magically, Phoebe's dropped the baby weight of 3 babies. And you know what? It's not like you walk out of the hospital, you're all good to go. She just pushed out 3 babies. Like, how come they don't talk about, like...
That was 3 weeks ago.
So, you think in 3 weeks you're all good to go?
Well, like, Phoebe has always worn traditionally quite baggy clothes.
No, not even that. I mean, like, about how she must be feeling... And, like, her body. Holy crap. Yeah, like, weight, even. But
those babies have gone the way of Ben. It's like, all right, they're out of me. Fuck off.
Hopefully we'll see them, because I do want to see them.
Can't interrupt with the flow of the show.
But no, I'm surprised she didn't, like, mention anything. Like, even a line here and there to be like,
yep.
Still...
Well, Phoebe hasn't really done anything since she gave birth. Like, I mean, we've only had...
3 episodes?
2 episodes. This is only the second episode. But yes, there has been... basically no mention of those babies or the fact that Phoebe gave birth.
Yeah.
It's just kind of back to normal for her.
Yep.
But I did like it in general. Like, it's a significant episode in Joey finding out about Monica and Chandler. I thought his reaction to it was priceless. I thought he was really, really good with that.
He's good with those over-the-top sort of things.
Do you think... Well, I guess it's a two-part question. Do you think... Monica and Chandler are going to last, and do you think that the deception is going to go on much longer for everyone else?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I think they're going to last, and I think it's going to come out like next episode.
Next episode?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be like one friend finds out every week, or is it going to be the next time everyone finds out?
I feel like it would be more clever if they did it just one person at a time, but I don't think they have any time for that.
Okay.
So I think it'll probably just be... all at once, but in, like, I think it'll all be in the same episode, but I'm not sure if it's going to be all of them in one group finding out in the same moment. Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and find out.
Yes.
That was the one with the Kips. Next up is season 5, episode 6, the one with the Yeti.
The Yeti?
Yep.
All right.
What do you think's happening there, if you had to guess? It is admittedly quite hard to try and guess what would go on in that episode.
Yes. Maybe it's some sort of, like, someone has to buy something and there's, like, a mascot at, like, a car dealership or something like that.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Or...
I love that you took a stab at it. I mean, I would just be like, fuck, I don't know.
Or, sometimes, if I haven't shaved my legs in a long time, I refer to myself as a Yeti.
Oh.
So maybe someone's just like, I need to groom in some way.
Interesting.
Maybe someone has, like, finds a gray hair or like a middle eyebrow hair and they're like, oh god.
Yes. Yep. All right. Good.
Thank you.
We'll just have to wait and see. It will be day 6 of 7 days, 7 podcasts, which will be coming up tomorrow.
7 podcasts, 7 days.
Hashtag 7 days, 7 podcasts. Because that's what we're doing for the start of season 5. But until then, thank you all very much for listening. This has been the Friends Till the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. You can catch us on Twitter at Friends Pod. We are on Instagram. If you just search Friends Till the End Pod, you can get all of our show notes and funny little observations in visual form over there. You can check out our website, friendstotheend.podomatic.net, with some artwork and all of our old episodes. And if you want to help support the show, please head on over to iTunes or your podcast provider. Leave us a friendly rating and review there. And of course, tell a friend, word of mouth. It's a great way to reach people. And if you want to thank us for the show and for 7 podcasts in 7 days, literally all that we ask is that you tell one person that you think might be interested in the show. Because that's how we grow.
You rhymed.
I did. I wish I could do it more often. Okay. Well, the allergies are kicking your ass, and you're a real trooper for fighting through it. There's a cute dog to pat, so let's wrap this shindig up, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, bye.